Baz and AJ in the morning.
Let's go and find out what's happening in New Haven now. Mayor Justin Elicker, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. You guys are trailing Fairfield County, but creeping up.
Yeah, so 2 days ago we had 16 cases. Yesterday we had 29. I have not checked this morning, but to nearly double the number of cases is concerning. We're expecting this because in most other places you start to see a small number of cases and then all of a sudden you see a big spike. Right. And I think now is the time when we'll really be able to see whether all the social distancing work will slow that spike.
This week is the week that the attorney surgeon general said that we were going to see increases this week and next week.
Yeah.
Right. And we also had our first New Haven resident pass yesterday. The guy was about or in his 50s and had some other medical conditions, but that was a also unfortunate kind of milestone in this situation.
How are folks doing in New Haven? Are they not meeting in groups of 10? Are they doing the things you're asking?
Generally, yeah. Actually, I've been really grateful to so many people for following the directions that the governor's given, that I've given. And, you know, on occasion, we'll get reports of groups, particularly in parks. There's a lot of people in parks. And, you know, we've had groups playing basketball and a lot of people parking and kind of getting together in groups. So we'll send the police out just to remind them not to get close to one another.
We had Hartford Mayor Bronin on yesterday. And, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but he has an album out. And we thought instead of having the police cars go around playing that recording of him saying that you should not be in large groups or play basketball, you could just play his music and that'll scatter everyone.
It'll disperse, yes.
So if you'd like, we'll loan you that disc.
That's kind of you. Very kind of you.
Well,
I already have it.
He's got it right, see?
Very good.
It's in his record collection.
It's in his playlist.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, you guys know I like Mariah Carey, so that could be an option. We have not thought about that in New Haven, but that could be an option for us.
I think that would gather groups, not disperse them.
I would think, yeah. Ladders in the air, the whole nine yards, yeah.
You guys.
The Senate package, if that goes through, do you know yet how much money New Haven will get out of that, or how do you find out?
I'm unclear. I actually don't know if municipalities get any money out of it, but our businesses in particular, so two things, our businesses and our residents that are out of work really, really need that support. And obviously that supports our city in so many other ways as well. We're concerned that the economic impact of this is going to be devastating. And so it's important to have that support from Washington to help us get through this time.
In New Haven, when we get to that 15-day period next week, what's going to happen? Anything different?
When we get to the 15-day period next year?
Next week. So the federal government asked us to, you know, social distance and do all the right things for 15 days. We're at 15. We're at 10 now, so 15 next week.
Right.
Will there be restrictions lifted in New Haven?
I absolutely not. I think that the likelihood of this getting better in 2 weeks is almost none. And I actually think it's really unfortunate to get these erratic messages from Washington. We've learned from other places, you know, it's not gotten any better, right? It appears they're slowly starting to decrease the number of deaths every day, but we've got to stay the course and focus on what we need to focus on, which is social distancing to slow this thing down.
I thought the same thing. I heard like the goal was Easter for churches, and I thought, okay.
Maybe I'll just wait a minute.
Let's get a bunch of elderly people in a room together.
Yeah.
Not a good idea.
No, it's wishful thinking.
Yeah. So, all right. Anything else you want to add, Mayor?
I just wanted to thank everyone again for social distancing, washing their hands, and all of the businesses that are really struggling through this time. I thank everyone for being so patient and working together as a team.
I have to tell you, for a mayor who's been a mayor for like 5 seconds, you're doing a great job. And there is no way that there was any scenario you thought, well, there are a lot of things could go. There could be crisis in a city, and
Have
to handle that.
Right.
There's no way you thought this one was possible, right?
No, I don't think anyone thought this was possible.
No.
But here we are. We'll stand up and take it on.
All right.
Great job. Thank you. Mayor Justin Ellick, New Haven. Appreciate
Thank you.
It. Jazz and AJ in the morning.